A tunnel made of books, color-coordinated shelves, and magnifying glasses hanging from the ceiling. Just some of the unique features that contribute to the magic of the Last Bookstore.
I created this place as somewhere that I would want to hang out all the time, you know, as like a huge living room for me. So it seemed to have worked for a lot of other people too. So they kind of see it as their home away from home too, you know. I definitely think the bookstore has changed other people's lives. It's definitely become a refuge for a lot of people.
That's the Last Bookstore's owner, Josh Spencer. His 11-year-old literature haven is the subject of a new short documentary called Welcome to the Last Bookstore. It's directed by L.A. native Chad Howitt. Howitt and Spencer sat down with A. Martinez to talk about the downtown L.A. staple, and Josh opened up the conversation with the story behind the store's ominous name.
At the time, everything in the media was just about, you know, Borders going out of business. No, there's no independent bookstores anymore. Everyone's going to be reading ebooks, you know, that was the thing. And so this was 2009. So yeah, that really did seem like that's what was happening. You know, I was just dealing in books online, selling books, you know, through Amazon and eBay and whatnot. And I really wanted to do a physical store, but I just thought, you know, we had a very short window to actually do that before it was no longer a viable thing.
Now, your path to opening the store starts off with a major life calamity. Well, what happened?
This was 20 years ago. When I was 21, I got hit by a car when I was riding a moped and got paralyzed from the waist down, and spent probably close to a decade just sort of flopping around trying to figure out who I was and what life was about and what could I do with half of a body and, you know, all of my mind still, but, you know, just dealing with it, dealing with the trauma and the effects of that. And I mean, I was into books when I was younger, and I read a lot when I was younger, but at the time of getting injured, I was just, you know, a super physical guy, you know, just hiking and surfing and snowboarding and all that. So books were kind of the furthest thing from my mind at that time. So I had to reorient myself and kind of find, you know, who I had been when I was younger and find that love of books again.
Chad, why were you interested in documenting the bookstore?
I had both personal and professional reasons. Like, the personal reasons would be more the first time I discovered the store, it was just kind of like this paradox for me. It just seemed like it shouldn't exist. Growing up in an era where I'd go to the mall with my mom and she'd drop us, me and my brother, off at the bookstore, and that's where we'd hang out. Now that I'm an adult, it's you kind of watch the digital downloads, e-readers, mm-hmm. other major bookstores go down. Times were changing, so just to see this store in existence just didn't seem to make sense. It seemed kind of like this magic trick. So just like anytime you see a good trick from a magician, you want to ask, like, okay, how'd you do it? So it seemed like a good reason to do the documentary. It seemed like a good reason to just reach out to Josh and see if I could come up with a story for it.
You spent a lot of time filming the store, filming Josh. What does it look like? What does the store look like? Paint a picture for us.
The store is gigantic. It's in a large bank building, old bank building. So the vaults are still in existence, and there's two stories. And again, especially for a bookstore, it's much larger than you'd expect. It's definitely different from the more corporate stores that I grew up with, where everything's organized exactly to a T, very specifically with exact signage and a lot of kitsch at the checkout desk, where this one does have a lot more personality. It feels very independent, and I think that seems to be one of the qualities that draws a lot of downtown residents to it to go take a look at it, and as well as people coming in from out of town to go see it because it's such a spectacle.
Who comes through the doors of the bookstore? When you were filming, who were you seeing coming through the doors and being there?
You were seeing all types of people, all ages, kids with their parents. You get couples, you get tourists, you get people who are into their blood and bone bibliophiles who they read books every day. They're there all the time. You see the same faces sometimes. And then you see a lot of people who are just coming, passing through town, just wanted to see the bookstore one time just because they've heard so many great things about it.
Josh, the books aren't just new titles, but donations. Now, in the documentary, you say that your job is like a treasure hunt, not just the books, but what's inside. So what do you mean by that?
Well, it's like Christmas morning. I mean, I basically work mostly at our warehouse. So I come in and we've got, you know, anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 boxes of books usually when I come in to work. And I have to go through all of them and just find the treasures, basically. You know, find all the good books that we want to carry in the store, find the books that are valuable, first editions or collectible or whatnot. So it's like Christmas, you know, there's just a mountain of boxes of books, and I have no idea what's in there. And I just get to go through them all and see what I can find.
What kind of surprises have you run into? Anything major?
Well, there's just always, you know, so many weird things that you find in books. I mean, just yesterday we were going through a lot of stuff. When we found like a canceled check from like 1895. That was pretty cool. Yeah. We found, you know, some uncut bills that were just brand new dollar bills that had sheets of them that were uncut. And, you know, you find
money.
A lot of
so
that
you found
of,
money?
You find money. Yeah, yeah. I found $500 once in somebody's bar mitzvah card that they had never taken out. So yeah, you do find money. Yeah, yeah. But you know, you find other things. You know, as I mentioned in the documentary, I found some pressed pot leaves one time in a Song of Solomon book from the Bible. It was pretty funny. I think one of my employees might have absconded with that.
The money part, Josh, is so interesting because I'll never forget when my mom used to want me to read books. She would put a dollar bill at the end of the book, and she'd know if I read it if I found the dollar bill and kept it. But there was like a couple of times where I didn't. And she's like, here's the reason why I know you didn't read the book. Here's a dollar bill that's at the back of this book. So that's interesting about the money that you found. Yeah, you know, Josh, there is something about turning the page. I mean, we've heard that phrase about life, you know, something when you turn the page of life. But it actually is something that that people can do with a book. So I got a feeling that books probably won't ever truly go away, even though you mentioned how back in 2009 there was that fear.
Yeah, I mean, it's similar to vinyl records, which we also sell. There's always, you know, a subset of people, and vinyl is more popular than ever. So I think anytime you have dramatic shifts in society and culture and technology, there's always going to be a number of people, and maybe even a large number of people, who react to that change and want to actually go back to what there was before because of nostalgia, or they just prefer that format, whatever it may be. So I think that's kind of what we're experiencing and enjoying right now. I don't know if I still don't know if it's going to last, you know, forever. But for right now, anyways, while we've got that transition period, people are definitely still loyal to the original format.
Josh, in the documentary, you mentioned how you believed the last bookstore would only be around a few years. You mentioned that here. 11 years on, though, it's in its third incarnation. So what's next for the store? I mean, you got to have some confidence that it's going to be around a while.
Yeah, I think we'll be around for a while. You know, I don't ever count on anything. You know, life has definitely taught me that your life can change in an instant. So I don't take anything for granted. But, you know, assuming there's no catastrophes or anything that happens in the world or society to really change things rapidly, I think we'll be around for a good bit longer. So I'm glad that, and, you know, it does also seem that other bookstores are popping up around the country too, so I'm glad to know that my name wasn't too prophetic.
Josh Spencer is the owner of The Last Bookstore in downtown LA, and Chad Howitt is the director of the short documentary about the store. My thanks to you both.
Thanks so much, Jay.
Thanks.